This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem to everybody. For me, this is the first time to meet the Olam, to feel the warmth of Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we are brothers in all the inyanim. Mahan Amerdike Rambam. When Rambam says, Hirchus Matnas Aniyim. Kol Yisroel Achimim. Shenema, Bonim Atem, Hashem Elekechem. Weil er nicht gesagt hat. Der Rambam ist looking around in the Torah to find a Pasuk that Kol Yisroel Achimim. Do we brothers? So you have to find a Pasuk. Boni Matem Hashem Elekechem. I haven't looked at that, but being able to count how many times it's Achim in the Torah. We are Achim. Yom HaChicho. Everything is HaChicho. Whenever the Torah talks of us, it talks of us as brothers. And the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael Achim Heim, Shenem Abonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. Im lo yirachim o'och al o'och, mi yirachim olav. We're brothers. And if we don't have rachmonos on each other, we don't care for each other. We're not sensitive to each other. So who's going to care for us? I think that Rambam is saying a very important thing. There are all kinds of brotherhoods. Brotherhoods, brother in the world, people call each other brother when they have the same goal, the same matora. And for that one uses the Lashon brother because we have a common goal. So there's something that unites us. And if you want to add a bit of warmth to it, then we'll call it brother. And the Rambam wants us to know, when the Torah describes us as brothers, it's not that because we have the same goal, not because we lead the same types of life. It's because we're brothers, because we have the same father, we have the same roots. Kol Yisroel Achim Heim, Shenem Abonim Atem Hashem Elekechem. We come from the same roots. We don't share the same goals. We're identical. We're identical in our mission in life. We're identical in our values because we have the same roots. And that's the brotherhood of Klal Yisrael. And that's what I feel this evening. This warmth of brotherhood that as soon as I entered this house. The warm reception for every single person. And that comes and stems from the fact that the house, the Balasanya, the Balabayas, and the Balasabayas, have that connection with each and every one of us, which connects at the roots. And of course, when we come together, the Kovod HaTorah, we come together to be Mazik Torah, then we are pointing out to ourselves, we are identifying with our roots. But there's not much more to it. I mean, we all feel that we're living in historic times, although it's not yet history. We don't know how it's going to go down in history. But as we watch things developing in front of our eyes, we feel that we are all part of the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And the destiny of Klal Yisrael is evolving rapidly in front of our eyes, as is the destiny of the whole world. The Navi says in Yeshaya some beautiful words, chapter Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, "V'chikisi l'Hashem hamastir ponav mibeis Yaakov v'kivisi lai." V'chikisi l'Hashem, I'm longing for Hashem. I'm awaiting something. I'm hoping. V'chikisi l'Hashem, I trust that my hopes are going to be fulfilled. Who is this Hashem? Hamastir ponov mibeis Yaakov, who hides his face from Klal Yisrael, beis Yaakov, who doesn't let us feel that we are respected, who doesn't let us feel that we have a right of existence. He hides his face from us and lets the whole world denigrate us. And I still hope for the future. Hine onoichi vayelodim asher nosan li Hashem. The Navi says, I and the children that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave me. She says straight away, that means the Talmidim, my pupils. They are born in, they're children to me. That's our relationship. They are the signs, they're the miracles. And they are proving to me that there's Hashem u'sheichin v'tzion, and there our destiny lies, and we can still hope for that. V'kivisi loy. And Rashi says a beautiful thing. He brings down a Yerushalmi. Eim lecha nevua kosher ka'oisa shor. Sh'omar Moshe v'onoichi haster asti ponai b'yoimahu. There wasn't a more difficult moment to Klal Yisrael. Standing on the threshold of Eretz Yisrael after straddling through the Midbar, knowing that Moshe Rabbein is going to depart and leave them, and they will now have to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And they're full of hope and full of confidence. The Ribbono Shel Olam to be with them. They have a tough fight ahead of them. But they were ready for it. And then all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you should know that in the future the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to hide himself. So Rashi says on that, there was not a more difficult nevuah for Klal Yisrael to hear than those words. That's what's going to happen. We're heading for Hester Ponim. We're heading for darkness, not for light. Hester Ponim. Va'af boy bayoim. But on that same day, Hivtichon, the Ribbono Shel Olam through Moshe Rabbeinu promised them, "V'onso hashira azois lefono la'ed, ki lois yishokach mipi zaharai." Torah will never ever be forgotten. Lois yishokach, lois yishokach mipi zaharai. And they were revived. That gave them the hope. That gave them the confidence. We can go ahead. There'll be difficult times. But as long as the Torah will survive, we will survive. As long as the Torah survives, we have a mission to fulfill. And as long as the Torah survives, there'll be Kovat Shemayim. And as long as the Torah survives, there'll be a future for Klal Yisrael. And as long as the Torah survives, there's a Shechina in Har Tzion, which is waiting to be revealed by us. Says the Novi, how is it that we don't lose our courage? How is it that we, as we go on in Golis, we still take strength and hope for the future? Rikisi Lashem, Hamastir Ponov, in the middle of the Hester Ponim, we still hope? And the answer is, Anochi Vayelodim. As long as there's Anochi Vayelodim, the Rebbe's Mitalmidim, as long as the Torah survives, Anochi Vayelodim, we are the Oisos of Moifsim. We are the miracles. Every Talmud in Yeshiva today is a miracle. It's a miracle in so many different ways. It's a miracle that Torah survived after the Churban in Europe. It's a Nes Goli. It's a miracle that Torah survived. The Torah was revived from Europe here in America. And everyone who knows history knows that the coming of Rav Aaron Zichr Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha to establish a yeshiva was a miracle at the time, and the miracle hasn't stopped. Anochi Eba Talmidim, Anochi Vayelodim. Do we need a proof there's a Ribbono Shel'Olam around, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam cares, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam is looking after us, and particularly after the Bnei Torah? Do we need any extra signs? We don't need any extra signs, but we need to notice it. We need to take note. We need to observe. And we need to strengthen ourselves with that connection to Torah. To feel part of this miracle, part of the Oseis and Moivsim, with which the Ribbono Shel'Olam was keeping up our spirits and giving us encouragement. Klal Yisrael have always been Seach has been Shivim Zeivim. We've always been one timid sheep surrounded by 70 Zeivim who want to devour us. And sometimes we forget about it. And sometimes we allow ourselves to imagine that things are different, it's not so bad. And from time to time, the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants to remind us, don't think that our existence, and that's how we have to look at it in a positive way, don't think that our survival is natural, is normal. Don't think for one moment, without the Ribbono Shel'Olam's direct intervention, we wouldn't be able to survive. And the ois and moifes that the Ribbono Shel'Olam dangles in front of our eyes, in all these situations, are moiseis haTorah, tamidei chachamim, in the light, moiseis nefesh, And when I say Moshe Nefesh, I mean Moshe Nefesh. And when I say Moshe Nefesh, I don't mean they're unhappy to be Moshe Nefesh. I don't mean that they're sacrificing anything. They're the happiest people doing what they're doing. And the source of that happiness, I don't even know. But each younger man knows the source of that happiness. The source of that happiness is because we're part of a nes. We're part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's example that he wants everyone to see. The Torah is surviving. And at the end of the day, our mission in life is to do Rotzon Hashem, bring Kavod Shemayim. And this is the way to do it. And this is the way it's done. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be done so. Onechi v'ayelodim asher nosen li Hashem la'oseis ulamoitzim b'Yisrael. Talmidim, that they are Talmidim today. When I see a bocher or a young man sitting in front of a Gemara, harangeton, putting his mind to concentrate on the words of the Dvar Hashem, falpelzaim with one another. You know, I stand and wonder, where did they get the koyach from? Maybe nobody thinks about that. The world in which we are exposed today, for a person to have a reina machshava, a clear mind, to be able to tuzach harayim and atoisus, to me that's a mess. And there are thousands, thousands of younger light, bochim, who somehow detach themselves from all the distractions of the world. The distractions, because they are attractions, as we know. The nisyonos that they have these days, and afap became to be able to learn Torah b'simcha, is a moira de kemoifes. Who heard in Golus? We can't imagine it to ourselves. To me, although it's a day-to-day occurrence, we meet them all the time. When we're talking about 5,000 in the light, we're talking about 1,000 bochim, and it could be more. And all over America, there are moises. I don't know what the general calculations are, but it's mind-boggling. And the only reason why one has to be oimed on that, we have to take note, because that's our chizuk. And that's the only way we're going to survive our chelek of Golus. If we believe that we are a chelek of Klal Yisrael, who are connected to Torah. We belong to She'eres Beis Sofreya. When the Chayos Havar says that the greatest Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam ever did, and the biggest proof that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists, which the Chavos Havavos spends a lot of time in Shara Bechina teaching us, that that's the basics of Avodas Hashem, to recognize there's a Borei Olam and how good he is. Hagdolah Shebetoivos that the Ribbono Shel Olam ever made, never did, was to show the Oseis Umaisim Meshach Yetzias Mitzrayim, for teaching us the fundamental Yisaidis on which our Emunah is based, teaching us who he is, and that he's there, and that he cares. And the fact that he showed this us in such a vivid way that we could carry it on from one generation to another, Gevaldig HaTorah. And Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah with Maimad Har Sinai, with all the geluyim that go with it, Zato Reis Aladas, Hashem Huelekim, Einoid Mavadoi. Those are the toivis which are central to our lives. But we didn't see it in front of our eyes. It's a Messias. And Messias is reliable, and we trust in our fathers and in our forefathers and everything that they give us over. But the Chavos Havoros goes a step further. And it says, if you want to see something similar to that moment, those moments in Mitzrayim when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught us Emunah with Oseh Sevayos, if you want to see something similar to Ma'arav Har Sinai, to the Oseh Sevayos in the Klal Yisrael saw that Torah is Min HaShemayim, then you should just be Mizboinen, he says in one Pasuk. Pasuk says, Va'af Gav Zois Yosem Be'eretz Oyvim, they asked him, Le'yaltim L'chal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, in the worst moments in Golus, the Rebbeinu Shalom will in no way give us that feeling without that encouragement that we need. That the Rebbeinu Shalom does not despise us. That the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us close and will never, ever, Chas V'Sholom, exterminate us. But until that moment, he's going to give us a vision. And that vision is that we survive in Golus. That's what the Chavos Havoros says. That's survival in Golus. And survival in Golus doesn't mean that we'll have Panosa. Survival in Golus means that we'll remain intact. The Gashmius of Baruchan is everything together. So Vemes, this evening, my feeling is that besides being Machzik Torah, which is so important, besides the needs of the yeshiva, which are so vital, but that's not the reason why one should respond to an appeal. The reason why we want to respond to the appeal, because we want to be part of the Oisai Sumoifsim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing for us in our generation, in order to be mechazek us, in order to give us the strength to be able to face the world, not to be in any way persuaded that Chas V'Sholom, the hesed upon him of the Ribbono Shel Olam means that he doesn't care. Not to be persuaded that maybe there are other ways that will make our survival more comfortable. But to support the ness of the kingdom of that posuk. And this is what we are celebrating, I would think, to this evening. And not celebrating it up till now. This is what we are pledging ourselves to be part of. And this is what we feel. We are showing the Ribbono Shel Olam our appreciation, that we understand that he still is with us entirely. His chesed, the chesed Hashem. And from the chesed Hashem of the survival of Torah comes the bracha, which only comes through Torah. Chaim Elojin says, "Lo'emes haboru bilti shum sofer klal." Look at the Elojin. "Lo'emes haboru, the clear truth, bilti shum sofer." There's no doubt about it. "Sheim hoyo ha'ilam chosa, afilo rega echad, me'esek Yisroel ba'toira, miyaru nechrovin kol olois." That's Emun. If there would be 1 second and the world wouldn't have that vital material that it needs in order to continue. Limud HaTorah. 1 second. Yadir Nechovim Kol Olamos. Nothing will be left. Everything will disintegrate. On a pasuk, b'mnoi b'risi yoyim and v'laylochu kashemayim v'ores loisamti. If it wouldn't be for Torah, which is called Brisi Yoyim Volaila, as Rashi explains, or Gisa Bo Yoyim Volaila, Brisi Yoyim Volaila is a Torah. If it wouldn't be for the Torah, Chukashimayim was like something, there would be no world. And then Rav Chaim Volozhin goes on to say that Ribui Umiut HaShefa depends on the Ribui and Miut of Limud HaTorah. According to how much Torah is learned, and that's the responsibility of B'nai Torah, and we tell them that Kaseda. According to the Ribui Umiyot from Torah, so much Panosa there'll be in the world, so much Gesund there'll be in the world, there's Ribui Torah, and the Umiyot of Torah depends entirely on the amount of Esek HaTorah. They say, oh, from Chaim Volozhin, that's already, that was a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, Al-Pidr, from Chaim Volozhin, he understands a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Amer of the Horetz. Why did they have to leave Eretz Yisrael? They were conquered by the Goyim could come and occupy Eretz Yisrael. Normally, when wars happen, and one country is victorious over the other, and what? And one country is victorious over the other. They occupy the country. And they make their own laws, and they subject those who lost the war to whatever they would like to use, however they would like to use them. But why did they have to leave Eretz Yisrael? Because they weren't machshiv Torah enough. Chofetz Chaim is a moiradika zach. Chofetz Chaim says, the Rebbeinu Nishan created the world with time zones. Why are there time zones? Why can't it be the same time all over the world? So he says, the emes is, everything really depends on Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Everything depends on Klal Yisrael. Everything depends on Esek HaTorah. And b'shor, when the things work at Tikkun on there, as they should be in Eretz Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdosh, and Ashkosh HaShchina, and Ish Tachas Gafnoi, and Tachas Tei Nosoi, then there was 24 hours of learning. People were learning basmoda. And they were always learning Torah at its highest level. But when its Limud HaTorah began to get a bit schwach, there would be a danger that there'd be moments perhaps without the Torah. And that's a danger to the whole Bria. So what did the Pershan do? He took them out from Eretz Yisrael, started to spread them over the world. So yes, they weren't so strong in the Esek HaTorah. Some people only learned a few hours. But one person's getting up, the other person's going to sleep, one person's going to business, another person's going to Beis HaMikdash. Somewhere in the world there will always be someone who's learning. One person, Lechol HaPochos. And maybe that's why it had to go right down to Australia, because as we got weaker and weaker in Limud HaTorah, the guarantee that there wouldn't be a reg out of Esek Yisrael HaTorah was also getting weaker. And the world needs to exist. That's the Metzias, that's unsere Emuna. Lebrisi yoreva leilochu v'shemayim v'oretz leisamti. Emes haboru bilti shum sof v'klav. And we want to have a chilek in that. Because it's a maifas. That even today, the fact that the world exists is a raya that the Yidden somewhere are learning every second of the day. And that's what Moifas which encourages us. That we are still bonim from the Eibishter. Bonim atel Hashem elekechem. We are still joined to our roots. And our achva here this evening is not just to be joined our roots, but to join in our efforts. To join in our achievements and to become part of the great Oiseis Humoisin, about which the Novi says, Hine Anoichi Vayelodim Ashenosni Hashem La Oiseis Ulemoisin Vyisroel Mimashen Smokois Hashoichin Vartzioi. That we, by standing strong and fast in our Emunah, in our Emunah in Torah Min Hashemayim, our Emunah in the MS, Haboru Bilti Shum Sofer Klal, that this is where our success lies. And this is what we want to be able to show the world. That Klal Yisrael are not just surviving. Klal Yisrael are surviving together with the Torah. And let's put it this way, the Torah is surviving together with Klal Yisrael. Gave us our avtocha, and we are the king of that avtocha. So when you join together with us in that, it's a gewaldige schus. But it's not only a schus, it's a chizuk on us to go home and explain to the family what we just now have done. I said, go into the street and say, Baruch Hashem. And we think they're all friends. Well, let's not fool ourselves. We have one friend of Yisra Shemai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.